AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is trying to ease fears about the Omicron variant of the coronavirus and disruptions in everyday life. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says it's fine to be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed if you're vaccinated and boosted.
You can still get COVID, but it's highly unlikely, very unlikely, that you become seriously ill.
For the roughly 35 million American adults who are not vaccinated,
there's no excuse.
The president says he, too, is frustrated, like many Americans, about testing shortages, saying more at-home tests and testing sites are on the way. He's also urging schools to stay open, that they have the money needed for mitigation measures. And he's touting the doubling of an order for Pfizer's antiviral pill, what the president calls a game changer that can potentially dramatically alter the virus's impact. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In the Senate, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he's wary of changing Senate rules to advance a voting rights bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants a vote.
If Republicans continue to hijack the rules of the chamber to prevent action on something as critical as protecting our democracy, then the Senate will debate and consider changes to the rules on or before January 17th, Martin Luther King Day.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says there is no need for a new voting rights bill. A new AP NORC poll shows a year after the deadly Capitol riot, only about 4 in 10 Republicans recall the attack by supporters of then-President Donald Trump as very violent or extremely violent. The top prosecutor in Albany, New York, says he can't prove it. So former Governor Andrew Cuomo won't face criminal prosecution over an allegation that he fondled an aide. The Dow finished up 214 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ closed with big losses. This is AP News. Late-night host Seth Meyers tested positive for the coronavirus. The AP's Margie Zaroletta has the story.
NBC has canceled this week's episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers after he tested positive for COVID-19. Meyers tweets he feels fine and credits the vaccine and a booster shot for that. He asks viewers to tune in next Monday to see what cool location he will try to pass off as a studio. COVID is creating all sorts of problems on late night TV lately. Saturday Night Live did a show without a live audience last month because of the growing number of cases. Fellow TV host Jimmy Fallon said right before Christmas he tested positive despite being fully vaccinated. I'm Margie Zaroletta.
The Supreme Court has confirmed to the AP all 9 justices have received coronavirus booster shots. In-person arguments over vaccines are scheduled at the court Friday. Earlier, the court would not say whether the justices had received a third dose of the vaccine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.